The prosecutor began the day by reading extracts of the Old Testament. They were put up on a screen. And by the way, they weren't even verses to do with sexual practice. They were just other seemingly random verses that the prosecutor or someone in the prosecutor's team had found in the Bible and evidently disliked, and had put them up on screen as being essentially examples of bad speech. And so that's how the day began. And then 9 hours later, it's almost 6 p.m., everyone's exhausted, they've been in court all day, and the prosecutor is cross-examining a bishop on theology. She asks him, what is the relationship between the Old and New Testament? She asks him, does he follow the Bible or does he follow Finnish law? And are these things in contradiction? And numerous times the judge had to interject and ask what on earth any of this has to do with the case. And so sitting there watching, it was surreal. If this had been a police investigation with a bit of media attention 2 years ago and then been dropped, I think we could have said it's a bit of an outlier and it was a rogue police unit or whomever who was just trying to make something, but it all went away. But the fact that this is being pushed at the highest possible level within Finland, in fact, the police recommended in the majority of these charges, the police wrote extensive opinions that no crime had been committed. So the general prosecutor, which is the chief prosecutor in the country, overrode those police recommendations to continue with this prosecution, shows that it's not really a fluke or an outlier. It's really being pushed and driven by the highest levels within the Finnish authorities. And it goes to show that with these hate speech laws, which are so vaguely worded, so subjective, they can really be manipulated and used and arbitrarily enforced if you get someone in power who wants to make a point, which evidently is what the prosecutor wants to do in this case.